This is a story that looks at one of the reasons people go to see live theater, especially at the holidays. A lot of theaters look to make a sizable portion of their annual budgets through holiday ticket sales. That's why they mount big, eye-catching productions of audience favorites, like A Christmas Carol, The Nutcracker, or a stage adaptation of the classic movie A Christmas Story. Actors Theatre of Louisville's recent production of A Christmas Story featured a colorful, multi-tiered set. It had a cast of 20 actors. About half the actors were dressed as elves. They danced and carried set pieces and threw snow, and it was a spectacle. But not every member of the audience has the same capacity to appreciate a spectacle.
My name is Leonard Ray Stemper, Jr. We turn 21 tomorrow. I have been blind since birth.
If Leonard Stemper wants to go to a show, what can he do, or more to the point, what can theaters do to help him enjoy the show? That's where Martha Newman comes in. She coordinates the Kentucky Center's audio description program.
The idea of audio description is to be able to bring the patrons with visual disabilities the very same or as close to the same experience as patrons that don't have visual disabilities, right down to the timing and the feel and the look and everything about it.
The Kentucky Center trains sighted volunteers to serve as audio describers. They watch their performance from the sound booth and describe the action into a headset, kind of like a radio play-by-play announcer. Charles Meyer has been an audio describer for 16 years.
Before I describe and I have to preview the play, watch particularly for things that may be sight gags that a patron would not know was going on.
Let's listen to a scene from A Christmas Story as it sounded in the theater. It's hard to tell exactly what's going on from just the sound, but Leonard Stemper is hearing Charles Meyer describe the action through the free earpiece and radio receiver he got from the audio description program.
Doesn't want to punch!
He opens it up. A light shines on his face from inside the box.
The audio description helps Stemper see the play unfold in his mind's eye.
Elves dancing, the little boy Flick getting his tongue stuck on the flagpole, the dad always being chased by the dogs, him falling in the house. It works wonderfully.
Martha Newman would like to see more people like Leonard Stemper take advantage of audio description. Last year, the Kentucky Center provided audio description at 65 performances. In total, 50 people took advantage of the service.
I think that a lot of people don't know what audio description is, and a lot of people don't know we do it. And it's my hope that it just continues to grow and more people find out about it.
Newman says that older patrons who've recently lost their eyesight are probably the group she'd like to reach out to the most. She wants them to know that the theater is still open to them and that she and the audio describers will do everything they can to provide some spectacle.
I'm your live audio describer for today's performance. Now, I just have received word that we may be a little bit late starting because of traffic, but it looks like the place is filling up pretty quickly.
Graham Shelby, WFPL News.